welcome to the Hometown Hero Outdoors Podcast. Here is your host, Chris Tatro.
And welcome back, everyone. Another Wednesday here on Hometown Hero Outdoors Podcast. Today's podcast, we actually have three of us board members here, and we are here to talk to Jake. Jake, how many is your last name again?
Oh, I was going to let you go.
Kuchenmeister,
yeah.
Kuchenmeister. I know I was going to kill it. I'm sorry. I tried. It didn't work very well, but Jake has a very close relationship with Tony Tessing and Andy Graff. Tony is our social media director for the board, and Andy is our event coordinator director for the board as well. And they all have done a lot of fishing together when it comes to hard water fishing in the winter. So we'll talk about Jake here real quick. Jake's been married for 13 years. He has two children, ages 5 and 3, coached hockey in Blaine, Maple Grove, and over Minnesota for the last 10 years. He started a group called Minnesota Made. We'll get into that a little deeper. This is where they've hosted the event of Home of the Brave event for Hometown Hero Outdoors. Very phenomenal, huge fishing tournament where everyone gets to kind of get a piece of the pie when it comes to how to fish in the competitive nature. And then recently started the Future Anglers of Minnesota. Currently owns a logistics company, and he works for himself. So that's kind of the best job there is, working for yourself, Jake. So appreciate you being here and everything you've done for HHO. Just want to introduce yourself for a minute. I know we kind of got into it a little bit here, but then we'll go around the horn and we'll hop into the Minnesota Made stuff.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. That's pretty much my life in a nutshell right there. Outside of being a dad, that's kind of, I've always said, I don't want a title, whether it's business owner or president or whatever. It's dad. And then after that, it's kind of, they kind of don't make any difference anyway after that. So,
well, your priority is in the right spot. Being a parent's an awesome thing, and that's an awesome way to look at it too. And I see you're pretty involved with the sports too. So is that mostly for all the youth sports for hockey?
Yeah. I started with Blaine doing youth hockey. I don't know. I think they were like probably 12, 13 years old was the first team that I coached. And then kind of bounced around from different age groups in Blaine for probably like 8, 10 years. And then went and coached the Maple Grove girl. I had a couple friends that played for the Gophers women's team when they won the national championships. And then coached the Maple Grove high school girls hockey for a couple years. And then kind of quit for a while, a year or two. And then we got asked to jump on over to the Andover Association through a friend. And me and my buddy went over there and coached the AA Bantams for a couple years. And I think right now there's one kid in the NHL and 6 or 7 that are playing Division One.
Wow. That was pretty coaching. Sweet.
I just want to get that out there. That was not the coaching.
That was good. You got to take a little credit, right? A shred of it, right?
I'll give it to the guy that I was coaching with. He's kind of the guru.
That's all right. No, that's cool. No, it's, and then we'll talk more about your other endeavors that you have with the, you know, the young and our future of the country here with the Future Anglers of Minnesota. But Tony and Andy, do you guys want to introduce yourself just for our listeners that might be tuning in for the first time, who you are and what you do?
Sure. I'm Tony Tessin. As Chris said, I am the board member that manages the social media stuff. I am not a professional, but I do my best. I've been here with the Hometown Hero Outdoors since day one. That's about it for me. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me on social media.
Yeah, we got three of the four founders here right now. So pretty cool.
Yeah, so I'll just continue. Andy Graff, I am on the board as well. And as mentioned, founding member from day one. I handle our events, or try to. I do my best to assist us do our events nationwide. So it's a lot of fun. Like Tony said, not a professional, but doing my best. Also, I'm a Navy veteran and currently a police officer in a South Metro here in Minnesota. I was in the Navy for almost 10 years and I've been a cop now for almost 4. So it's going by quick. And also a dad. just like Jake said. That's also a good title to have. Also,
yeah, I forgot that part. I army vet what? Myself, and
there you go.
Also a dad. Relatively new dad.
Yeah,
I'm a toddler. Yes. Yeah.
And you guys have heard me and about all my kids all the time, so we don't need to go down that road anymore. But Jake probably doesn't know I have 7 children, so we have a blended family. So I have 3, my wife has 3, and we have 1 together. I love every minute of it. Wish I could.
Nice.
Have
my best friend is a cop and has 7 kids.
It seems like a lot of law enforcement officers out there have a lot of kids.
Seriously.
I'm stopping at 2. I don't want no more.
That's why we work all this overtime.
It must be the uniform.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. No, we'll go with that. Yeah. So we'll go into the Minnesota Made stuff. So can you guys talk about, okay, first, Jake, let's do it. What is Minnesota Made and how did you make a connection with Tony and Andy?
So Minnesota Made Outdoors is a ice fishing league. We normally have around 20 or 30 teams in it. We run four events each year. Each event has a payout, has big fish, has prizes and sponsors and stuff like that. We're very lucky to kind of hitch our wagons to the Clams and the Thorn Brothers and the Vexlars and Relevance and you know the top of the tier of the ice fishing community. So we had a lot of support on that side of things, and we're able to kind of get this off and running, and it's been pretty successful through. I think this is going to be year 10 or 11. I can't even keep track anymore. But so for me to do that for that long is kind of a cool deal. We've had a lot of the same guys in it. It's kind of became, and gals, it's kind of become like almost like a fraternity or more of a brotherhood and sisterhood than it is an ice fishing league. Sure, everybody wants to go out there and win the hardware. It's not even really about the check. Our number one rule in our league is don't be a douchebag, and everything kind of reverts.
It's a good rule.
So, yeah. So the So Dale Luganbill somehow ended up in our league through somebody else, or found it on social media and decided to sign up. He was running a full scale podcast, and Tony can probably tell it a little bit better because he was there for that. So
at some point we're supposed to have Dale on, but it just didn't work out. We'll get to him eventually. Andy and I, connected with Dale on his podcast, The Full Scale Outdoors. And we had a very nice chat about Hometown Hero Outdoors, waterfowl hunting, and ice fishing is pretty much what we covered. And I believe it was you and Paul Gazzoni that heard that podcast.
Yes. Yeah, and I think I sent Dale a text saying, hey, you need to get us in touch with those guys. And then he did. I think we ended up meeting up at Moonshine.
Yeah, Moonshiners. Moonshiners.
And now that's kind of our go-to spot. That's where we meet every year.
Yep. Yeah.
And we kind of just threw something at you guys and thought, you know, what about this? And then all of a sudden it happened.
What was the concept or the goal for this first meeting? Like, what was the brain baby that was born?
We kind of wanted to just see what they thought and figure out what would work. And the whole idea was behind it was, we run a tournament, we run it well, and we know how to do that. And how do we do that with a group of people that may not ice fish, or maybe they do, and how do we incorporate our guys and their guys and then do something special on top of that for them, and put a day. At that point I had kind of done my research on what you guys were all about. And what we wanted to do is have a day where they could come out, feel appreciated, and walk away with some really cool stuff. And I think over the years, we keep talking about what we can do to make it better. I outside of a live band in the middle of winter out on the ice, which right. We're still trying, but it's kind of dialed in now to where I mean, I was just kind of looking at some of the prizes, and it's just insane. Some of the stuff, again, like, we have a very large group of really good people in Minnesota made. So that's the reason we're able to do these things, is because of those people. I mean, we have to get 25 volunteers just to pair them up with each team that HHO provides. And then we got all these prizes. I think there's 50 prizes. Everybody goes home with a prize. And then we have a raffle where you get, what is it, bear hunt, turkey hunt, Isaiah's stay and play.
There's usually some golf. I mean, there's so many unbelievable prizes. Yeah. And, you know, that's my favorite thing is people who are first timers, they've never gone. And this is going to be our fourth year, which is hard to believe. But they're like, hey, you guys have no idea what's in store. And I remember the first year, Tony was like, hey, we're going to keep all these prizes like super, super kind of secretive until we get the final list. And then we just, you know, bombarded them with just all this excitement and all this just like, oh, bear hunts, turkey hunts, stay in plays, like, you know, Vexlars for the winners. Yeah. You know, I think there was a mount at some point. Is just unbelievable, the amount of prizes.
Coolers, blackfish gift cards, guided pheasant hunt.
Yep.
And a lot of these prizes are coming from Minnesota Made's members. And one of the things that I found very unique about Minnesota Made's, specifically their members, is the diverse background everybody comes from. You have guys that work at Federal Cartridge. You have loan doctors, officers, realtors, doctors,
roofers, my
contractor who just did all my work on my house, John,
Nelson. Did mine too.
Thunderstruck.
Great dude. All these guys managed to organize all these prizes for our members. And there's no way to really thank every last one of these guys. It's quite special.
You know, and I think it speaks really largely too, because planning these things, I mean, they're not easy. I mean, showing up and fishing is one thing, but all the background work that comes with, you know, gathering all the prizes and how the structure of the day is going to go, it's work. So to have another organization just kind of come to HHO and say, hey, we just need bodies, come fish and have some fun, it's pretty cool. So very much appreciate that, Jake, and all that hard work. Can you talk a little bit about the background? Like, how do you guys go about and find these prizes, or there's things to give away for everyone?
Yeah. I mean, just going through the list here, kind of, I would say that the majority of the prizes that are going to the 50 fisher people, are kind of our sponsors. So when we ask, we have 8 events. When we don't ask for 8 prizes from each one of them, we ask for 10 so that we have a couple extra to throw into the HHO thing. And now our sponsors are sending us 12. Like, so I mean, I think when you do something good, people like to be a part of it in any way they can. So besides that, we got like our members are going out and grabbing prizes for it. Tyler's wife makes these really cool custom mugs that are painted.
Those are sweet.
The one that said like I eat crayons or something was pretty good. That everybody loved.
We'll dig at Marines. So
yeah. And then and then it's just kind of our members kind of go out and we just say, hey, ask. And now we got a list. Now once you've done it a year or two, three, you kind of just go back through your list and say, hey, I see you got these 3 prizes. Can you reach out to them again? And so it's just coordinating it. They're doing it. And then I'm just kind of the puppet behind asking people to do the things. And then, and then it's just kind of, I think last year we kind of had a little bit of a hiccup with the food. Normally Traeger has came out there that's the other part of this, like that might've been actually like year one. That probably was my favorite part. That food was so good.
It was, and it was such a nice day. That first year, I was wearing a hoodie running around doing just fine.
Right.
And that was in February.
T-shirt weather, pretty much.
Pulled pork, like mac and cheese. They were cooking like Hagee's pizzas on the Traegers. They did
breakfast pizzas,
Yeah. They did like seasoned goldfish, like my kid's favorite snack. they were like seasoning it. Like it was so good. Like, and then, so like, just to give you an example, like last year they couldn't make it. They had like one of the guys had a wrestling tournament for his kid. Another was out of town. None of them was going to be able to be there. And Diane, who fishes in our league, was like, well, my company can sponsor the food. So she went out, paid for it all, picked it all up, came there with her husband and cooked it all. And like, it was a little bit stressful last year trying to figure out what we were going to do. And it kind of just runs by itself because somebody's going to step up and do something.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's phenomenal. So how much work do you get to do, Tony or Andy, when it comes to helping with any of this?
It's always the initial question, what do you need from us? And it's kind of a wait and see. And usually it's hey, can you get all the drinks for the day or whatever? Yeah. Or but mainly it's get the people there and make sure it's filled. And
yep.
Andy
he's on the stress alert. Dude,
I get a list because I do the drawing on our Facebook page. And I get all the names, and like every year, you know, we'll draw our 50. But then I think last year I had like 35 drop out. And then the big thing we always have is like the no call, no shows. And only the first year we only had one. Second year last year we had zero. That was like a first. It was wonderful. Everyone showed up, all 50 of them. So I'm usually standing there at the meet point. You know, all the Minnesota made guys are, you know, using live scopes, finding where the fish are, cutting holes. And I'm standing there basically taking muster. Who's here? Okay, your coach is here, shipping them out. So that's a little bit of a stress on our part. But I mean, that's pebbles compared to what the Minnesota made guys do for us. I mean, you know, getting a list of 50 people to show up, you know, that's the stress we have to do. That's about it. So.
It's always fun watching you though that day of because you are stressed out to the max.
I just call in people. Yeah. Are you coming? Are they here? Yeah.
Yeah, but you always got like a couple extra aces up your sleeve that are.
I've actually
shouting distance.
My father, he usually lingers in the area. I'm like, if they drop out, you can show it. Sure enough,
just circling the lake, waiting for your call.
Basically, come on down. You're fishing. Yeah.
I love it. He's a good guy. He's always reliable to go and help out.
He's been a last minute fill on a few trips for sure. Yeah.
So you said something important I thought would be interesting to expound on was the word coach. So the day is set up a certain way and you have coaches. Expand on that a bit.
So yeah, there's 25 teams of two, and those are all the HHO members. And we split, then Andy sends that list over. So we have 25 teams, and then I basically send that out to our guys, and some of them know some of these, and sometimes I know, like, with Andy's boss, Evan is going to take him every single time.
Because he's competitive and he wants to win. That's all he wants. Now,
before it was just fun. Now it's starting to get competitive too. There's a little bit of trash talking going on day of. And
that's okay.
So we put those together. And then, I mean, these guys are all tournament anglers, and they're all really good at what they do. They're really good at teaching it. They're really good at kind of explaining what's going on and why they're doing things and why they're going to move and what you should use and what your jigging cadence is and how to read your graph and the fish mood and all these things that somebody that gets to go out, you know, 3 weekends a winter doesn't really have in their toolbox yet. So not only do they get to have a fun day, but I think they actually get to learn a ton. And we've had a lot of comments after saying like, oh, this was so awesome. I've taken my kid out 3 times since that. And just the stuff that I learned, we're catching way more fish. And like, that's like an added bonus to all this. So another thing is when we put this out there, this is probably the one day that is circled on all of our guys' calendar, kind of like, you know, the Vikings Packers game. That's what this is for our guys.
Gotta be there.
They're, every single person's like, that was when they do it for the first time. They're like, that was the coolest thing ever. Like I'm in for that forever. And you know, like, it's just the connections that are made, I think, between the teams and the guides is life lasting. And I think a lot of our guides or members or whatever you want to call them are still friends with a lot of these people today. And that's the other cool part too.
I see that a lot on Facebook where it's like, I know I'm friends with pretty much everybody, I think, in Minnesota Made, and I'll see HHO members commenting back and forth on various posts that they make on Facebook. It's really cool to see.
Yeah.
So what's the typical species that's targeted on your guys' tournaments?
So we do, they get to bring in their 10 heaviest fish between crappies, gills, and perch. And then we weigh those in and we do it in order. And then that's how they get to pick their prizes. So if you're in last place, you get the last two things on the table.
Hey, well, last year there was leftover prizes. They had quite a few choices.
For sure. Yeah. And then there's always added stuff too, like those cool, those hat racks.
Mm-hmm.
Those were unexpected.
I actually bought some from the guy that made those and gave all the board members one.
Yeah, mine's on the wall right there.
Those are slick. Mine's sitting right there.
Yeah.
Mine's in the garage. Works great.
One of the things that didn't get mentioned is that the Minnesota Made crew is really good at, and Andy is taking account of who's got fishing gear for that day. And everybody gets squared away and... I like to think that Minnesota Made is one of those days that as long as you show up in appropriate weather clothing, you're going to have a good day. And
I'll call Justin. So waiters work.
Hey, he was standing by the fire, so he was good. We usually have it's a fire right. going too. And yeah, he was there.
We've had some doozy days, though. I mean,
Your second year was it like 20 below?
Yeah. With the wind chill. It was brutally cold. Rogue broke his
drone that day.
Yes. Racing the snowmobile, trying to be fun.
Yeah. He was racing Johnny.
Yeah. Is that 2021 or 2022?
That was the first year at Rush. So.
Okay. So that'd have been 21.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, it was like first year was great. And then it was super cold. Is this the fifth year we're doing already?
No, this is four.
Okay, four. Because I remember it was really nice, super cold. And was it last year? It was pretty fine. It was mild. It wasn't too bad.
It was a good day. Good day of fishing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nice and sunny.
I remember that one year, though, when it was freezing cold, I got a call Saturday night or Sunday morning from another league, the UPL. And that's Matt Johnson. And he runs the clam ice team. And, calls and he says, are you guys going to cancel for your event today for Minnesota Made? Because our tournament is on Sunday and we run the HHO deal on Saturday. And Giz is asking me, and I was like, how can we cancel our event when it's the same as yesterday? And 50 people from HHO came out and fishing. We can't cancel.
Right.
That's right. Yeah, you guys had back-to-back days. Your guys' captains got beat up pretty good there.
Yeah, and so that's another thing too. These guys, not only are they giving up on a day out of their life, but they're giving up a pre-fishing day for the tournament the next day.
That's huge.
So I mean, and that's kind of what our league is about too. We always said, if you're here to cash the check, then we'll give you your money back, and you can just walk right back out the door. If you're here to learn and do cool things, then you're at the right spot.
Do you have a certain number of membership for Minnesota Made? Sorry, Tony.
We can do 30 teams. We've had 30 teams in the past. I think the bread and butter is probably 25 starts to get a little cramped at some of these accesses with 50 vehicles and trailers. Cause I mean, these guys are all bringing trucks and trailers and, some bring their ice castles out and stay there for a few days. And so we lock up the access is pretty good. I'm sure the locals are really happy about it, but
it happens not that often. So whatever.
Once a year.
Yeah. Tony,
want to add something? The one thing that I'd add to the extremely cold days is Clam is very generous in donating, hub houses for warming houses. So if there is,
They're there,
but they don't get used very much.
Well, you're running, you're running and gunning for fish, right?
Right.
And yeah. Popping holes and moving. You're not staying inside the house too much.
I think 2020.
Some guys will.
Yeah.
2022 was the year that I was walking around with an oxygen tank.
Yeah.
And my dad was staying in his ice castle in the same area. There's members that actually fished in the ice castle that day because it was so cold, but yeah.
A couple cold years back to back.
Yeah.
If there was probably one thing where we put too much work in, it's setting up the hubs and taking them down, because I think we set up like 15, 20 hubs probably. And maybe two get used.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty rare.
So you do your check-in. Everyone gets their coaches. And then you have a hard start and a hard stop. What does that look like?
Yeah, I think, what do we fish from, like 8 to 1?
I think it was like 8 to noon. And then we weigh in at 1 because we kind of wrap up and eat and prizes, something like
that. Yeah, it's 4 or 5 hours of fishing. And everybody has a bucket to keep their fish in with water and keep them alive. And then they bring them up to the scale and we weigh everything in. And then, and I think it kind of switches every year depending on for the food situation, but either that we eat and then we announce all the winners. And then, once we go through and announce place 25 through first, then we do the raffle. And everybody can kind of, what would we do? Sign up. You could sign up for either the bear hunt or the turkey hunt type of thing. And then then everybody gets one raffle ticket automatically for all the rest of the stuff.
Pretty engaging, busy day.
Yeah. Yeah. I think everybody's pretty tired by the end of that day.
Oh yeah. And then we always start in the morning. We do like a brief meet the captains. Then we do the national anthem. And usually Dale Luganbill is our singer. Did he do it last year too?
Yep.
He did. Okay. He's done it every year then. Right.
Yeah. We tried to get Sailor Jerry.
Yeah. And, that's right.
I don't think that ended up working out. So we had a close, like maybe we were going to get Ted Nugent. It was close, but not that close.
And I got a loose connection with Hank Williams Jr. We could try that next time. That'd be kind of cool.
That'd be
epic. He comes up to Mille Lacs all the time too. So that's how I ended up meeting him. I was up in Mille Lacs. So. But he's a huge outdoors person and pretty cool person to meet.
We'll return to the podcast in a moment. But first, we want to thank Silencer Central for supporting our podcast. Silencer Central has been making silencer buying simple since 2005 and works tirelessly on behalf of suppressor owners everywhere. Go to silencercentral.com to learn about how to buy a suppressor and browse their product catalog. Now, back to our podcast.
Heck yeah.
Is there anything else you guys want to talk about with Minnesota Made?
No, I know we have openings. So if anybody, I know there's a lot of guys from the HHO that are getting competitive. If you guys want to test out your skills and come on out, I know we got probably 10 or 12 openings right now. Mikhail, if you're listening.
I'll tell him, you call him out. Yeah, no, he would, you know what, that, right up his alley. I mean, he's one of the most 100%. Competitive people I've met. He is a darn good fisherman, and I think he would have a lot of fun. And, you know, and what you should say, too, is, like, it's an all-skill level thing. Yeah, right. You guys are really good, but you've got, you know, young kids going on. You've got older guys, everybody, and you guys all have such a good time. Like you said, it's kind of like a big frat party. You're all buddies. You know, you're laughing. Like I said, you're not there chasing the money and the check. You're just having fun. And just having an experience.
Yeah, I mean, what's super cool, first off, like, if you finish in the top half, you're going to get a prize.
Yep.
You're going home with a prize. If you get lucky and end up catching a big fish, you usually go home with a pair of Relevant sunglasses.
Those are nice.
Yeah. I'll say this. If you haven't tournament fished, if your normal style isn't drilling 100, 200 holes a day and running and chasing fish, you'll learn how to do it. You're not going to finish very well the first year. Well, what we've always seen is year one is if you stick around and learn, you know what, you get what you put into it too. So, if you talk, our guys are open books. They'll tell you what they're using, how they're breaking down lakes, why they're looking in certain areas. They'll give you the information. after Sunday.
Exactly.
After tournament's over, they're an open book. So I always say this, it's $450 to enter as a team. So it's $225 a guy. You get four events. You get a good group of people to go fish with. And if you go take one guided trip with a guide, you're going to learn 10 times more doing this than you would. Absolutely. So it's a good way to get into it and learn about fishing. I mean, our guys can go catch fish on any given lake at any given time, whatever weather it is. They're not kind of one dimensional, like, oh, this is my lake and I know that they're off of this weed line or something like that. They can break it down and figure it out. So I think joining it is a big deal if you're trying to get better. By year three, you'll be for sure taking some prizes home here and there and possibly cashing a check. So
that's pretty cool. So how do they go about finding Minnesota Bade?
Social media, either that or if you go on to, I don't even know what it is. Let me look here.
The website?
Is that a website, don't you?
While he's looking that up real quick, the one thing I'll bring up during the day, during tournament day, Andy and myself go head-to-head versus Jake and Paul.
And, we don't do well.
We don't do well. We owe you brunch.
I know, we still do.
We need to figure out a Sunday for brunch.
Nice gentleman's wager. We usually have a good time. They usually do they catch 10, we catch 5, and they kick our butts. One time we were close. I think we had 4, but... flip the back. Yep. We made for him 1 year. Yep. We got that.
Hold on.
He's got his mug. He's going to get the mug.
So for our listeners, he's showing one of his prizes that he got here. He's got
mug. I just got a bunch of prizes from Tony and Andy laying around.
Yeah.
Just
taking my money. But we do owe you brunch.
Yes. True. Oh. True story. And a coin. Oh, yeah. Still got the coin.
It's all laying right around here. This is where I live my life. So
love it.
Sometimes that's I just awesome. Need to be reminded that I'm a champion.
And so, next glass will have to be a whiskey glass to fit you more.
Yeah, we got fresh new ones too. So
nice.
There you go.
So did you find that website?
Yep. It's super easy. It's MinnesotaMadeOutdoors.com.
Oh, it is easy.
Yep.
It's easier than ours.
Yeah, social media, I believe it's MN Made Outdoors.
Perfect. Cool. No, that's awesome. That's the Home of the Brave event that they host with Minnesota Made annually. This year will be their 5th year. But something else that's kind of cool to talk about and you guys recently just got into, and I know Tony and Andy have brought it up a few times, is you don't have enough going on, but the Future Anglers of Minnesota. Want to share with the listeners what that is?
Yeah, so we actually, when we started this thing, we were talking about starting a nonprofit, and then it just happened to where we could just coordinate with HHO and just do it that way. And then we were like, well, what are we doing the other things? We got more time and more things that we could do. And so we kind of looked into the veteran side of things, and we were going to kind of try to find a niche on the veteran side of nonprofits to help out or coordinate with other nonprofits and do similar things. And the more we kind of looked into it, there was a lot of them. So we kind of looked into like maybe doing stuff for kids of veterans and whatever. And then that spun out to, why don't we just do it for just kids, period. And so we started Future Anglers of Minnesota. I've started two companies in my life. Starting a nonprofit is no joke. That the red tape and all the holy cow.
Right.
You
feel it every day.
A long process. Yeah. And so like, and not having any funding or any sponsors or anything. And then like, so Minnesota Made basically funded the startup of FAM. And then, we've started that in June. We start of 2021. We kind of figured everything out throughout the summer and the fall. And then the winter of 2022 is when we started doing our first ice clinics. And so right now we run 3 ice clinics a year where we take out about 20, 25 kids to each one. I think last year we had one where we had 40 kids when the Crappie Chronicles guys came out. And then this summer we've done – yesterday I was out on Mille Lacs. We took 20 kids out on out of Hunter's Nitty's Point, and we took 20 kids out there on a launch, and we did another one of those in June. We did a guided boat trip on West Rush where we had 20 kids out there and 10 boats. And then we're just starting a new one in about a month here. We're going to be out on Battle Lake. We're taking 20 kids musky fishing for 2 days.
Wow.
And, that's cool. That's going to be sick. So, that's cool. And it's during a full moon. So we're excited for that. So yeah, that one's going to be kind of our new flagship clinic where these kids will come out on Friday and we'll have a dinner for them. They'll meet their guides. And then on Saturday, they'll wake up and they'll fish from sun up to sundown. We got hotels booked for all of them. And then Saturday night, we'll go back and have another dinner. And we got a ton of prizes. Like we got St. Croix musky rods. We got baits. Sweet. From like Musky Innovations and Musky Mayhem. And I think we're going to get Rob Houleman, who's he was the PMTT champion last year. He won the Musky Tour. He's kind of the brainchild behind this all, and then we had the infrastructure to do it. So he's got a bunch of guides. He's got a cabin on the lake, and when I asked him how many muskies he thinks we'll catch on a conservative side, he said 7. And probably one over 50. And I went, oh,
jeez.
So
that's awesome.
If that you know thing what, I know, happens, if we get 5,
you know, I mean, what?
Some of these kids might not even be able to reel one in.
Yeah, that's true. We just had a veteran trip up on Vermilion for muskies, and those guys, I'm just blown away by how many muskies they caught. But
they hammered them.
Were they using LiveScope? Is that right?
Yep. LiveScope and watching them,
It just sinks right in front of them. And man, they were off for the races. It was wild. The things that they can do nowadays is pretty crazy. But I wish you guys luck on that. Yeah. That sounds like a phenomenal adventure.
Yeah. Should be great. And so we just expanded our first expansion. We're kind of, I guess at this point now, the Twin Cities chapter. So just like you guys, where you guys keep adding states and stuff, which is super cool. We're going to add cities. And we got Brainerd, Joe Gonska, Joe and Miranda Gonska, the own Pelican Lake Fish House Rentals and Guide Service. They were looking to do something similar to what they were doing. And so they started a chapter up in Brainerd. So now, and Brainerd is like the epic center of getting kids out. And like, there's tons of kids that want to, and they're so much better than city kids at catching fish. And so they're going to be running winter clinics and summer clinics as well. And it's super cool because they have a pontoon with a bonfire pit in the middle of it. So a few times a year, they take out like 4 or 5 kids. And they roast hot dogs and marshmallows on the pontoon while they're bobber fishing for walleyes and bass.
So, that's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
No, it's
and
so we're gonna say something. Go ahead.
Oh,
go ahead, Tony.
So I have a question. If any like parent or kid wanted to get involved with FAM, is there any cost to participate or anything, or how do you guys do that whole situation?
No, everything's free outside of the musky trip. Being that one's going to cost us like 10 or 15 times more than most of our clinics, we asked for like $150. We also wanted people that were going to be committed. It was more of like a commitment thing. We end up getting a lot of like the Andy situation where we get the backouts. I've always offered something for free. You try to do something good, people take advantage of it, and it sucks. We're learning. We're doing kind of a 3-strike rule where you're just no longer eligible or whatever. But yeah, everything's free. So all of our ice fishing clinics, there is a limited number of spots. When we started this, we wanted to impact less people in a more impactful way than having 50 kids out there and they didn't learn crap because there was only 10 volunteers and each volunteer had 5 kids. So all of our clinics are 2-to-1 volunteer to kid ratio. So, and the majority of our volunteers and guides are again, Minnesota made members or ex Minnesota made members. They're tournament fishermen. They're studs. So they're getting real good information. Again, whatever they put into it, sometimes we're just a babysitter for a few hours and that's fine too, as long as they had fun and they want to fish and they learned a few things about life. But yeah, everything's free. So all they do is they sign up and they show up and they go home with, I don't know, winter clinic. They go home with a bucket and we usually have donations and stuff too, where one kid's going home with an auger and, or a Papa, a hub shack or, custom rod or relevant sunglasses or something.
Pretty sweet.
And then every kid goes home with prizes. So, yep.
That's cool. Yeah. It's one thing that we're trying to get more of is doing our, youth involvement. We know we have our McCoy's launch that we do what 4 or 5 times every open water season, you know, and they get to bring a plus one and we encourage kids to come with. And Sean Olsberg down in Texas does a youth deer hunt, but it's pretty cool that you guys do that. That's something that we're hoping to do more with our members, is get more youth involved with their parents. And I mean, there's something to be said about the bonding that all of our staff or volunteers have with our members, but also if they're able to bring a kid with, it just adds another element. I think that drives a lot of that mental health home, you know, helping out with things. Definitely. My little soapbox.
No, it makes sense. And I agree with you because like, growing up, I was in outdoors with my dad as much as I could be. You know, he taught me so much, and some kids don't have that opportunity. So through HHO or, you know, FAM, these kids are getting chances to, like you said, learn life lessons basically out on the water, and where they couldn't if they don't have that opportunity. So it's pretty awesome what you're doing.
You know, and I'd even go a step further too. You know, you guys do a lot with your event that you do with us. You know, maybe some down the road, open water wise, we'd be able to partner with you guys and help with some funding there. And
yeah, that'd be sweet.
Get one of those trips set up with, you know, parents and the youth.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. Yeah.
Not like you don't have enough on your plate.
Some of the other things for you. Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? It's getting a little bit easier because I think we're starting to build a little bit of a following, which makes it easier. And we're getting some people out there that, that are coming out of the woodwork. And now we got a really, really good core staff of people that kind of have designated jobs and they do awesome. Like Tony Dahlberg runs our youth angler quest. So, I mean, he was poking around on the internet one day and saw something that they did in like Wyoming or Montana or something. So we got these little coins. I have it somewhere around here, but you get a plaque. Well, you start with these coins. And so there's those little challenge where we get like ditch pickles and gravel lizards and river rats. And they have to try to catch all these different species with minimum lengths. And it forces, it's kind of a challenge to get them off the console and outside. And they get these coins. And every time they get one, they get a coin shipped to their house. And then once they complete the challenge, they get a wood plaque with their name engraved and our logo. And the spot for those little coins that they can glue right in there and finish that and hang it up on their wall.
Very cool.
I think we've had
the waterfall challenge. The Delta waterfall.
Waterfall challenge.
That one sounds like that a little bit. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Just incentivizes them to kind of get outside and do that stuff. I know we've been talking about doing, I don't know if this has ever even been said publicly, but it doesn't matter because I don't know if we're going to do it. But we want to do a really cool Famapalooza type of thing. And we got to find the right location first. But the vision of it is a youth fishing day, kind of state fair and vendor feel, like food truck, ice cream truck, picture booth, DNR booth, a build a rod station, a paint your own lure station, pure fishing and shore fishing with buckets out there. And we'll have a weigh-in station similar to like the Brainerd JC's, where the kids will come up, they'll have little casting, carnival games and stuff, and just something where families can come out and enjoy the day and hopefully go home with a bunch of cool prizes and then start signing up for more clinics and way to get our name out there and to do something cool for the community. And I don't know if it'll be in Big Lake or Minnetonka or Coon Rapids, but
those are the well, I can get you in touch with spots. The Minnesota Conservation Officer Association. They have their own fishing stuff that they have now and their own programs they do. So that'd be a good connection for that.
Yeah.
Be able to see where we can get set up and maybe help out with, cause I mean, they have a pretty large following too, when it comes to their youth programs they do. So that might be helpful.
For sure. Absolutely.
I'll get you in contact.
We have a vision. Perfect. Yeah. We have a vision. We don't have any hard, that's all we've done. We've put it on paper.
No, I like it. That's cool. That sounds like a lot of fun. I assume you're looking to do open water versus.
Yeah.
Cold.
Yeah. Be in the summertime. Yep.
Oh, that's cool. Hopefully there's a lot of good options out there. Yeah. Nice days, not freezing cold. No, I always thought it'd be kind of cool because when we originally started HHO, we used to do a fishapalooza on White Bear Lake, and we wanted to grow that over time. And it's been many years since we've done that, and I'd like to do it again at some point. Maybe it's on the board can throw together, but we thought it'd be kind of cool to get some food trucks out there eventually. But, you know, it's really hit and miss when it comes to weather and participation looks like. So that's the hard part.
Yeah.
But such is life. But that's a really cool concept and a good idea, and I really appreciate, you know, all the efforts that you're doing to get the youth in the outdoors too. I think that's, you know, huge, especially now that we're seeing in the state a significant decline in people who are buying licenses. And not only is that generation who normally does getting older, but the generations that are coming up aren't buying them like they used to. So I think that's really important.
I got a question for you, Jake. What is the average age, what's the average age of participants that you guys get, or what's the range of kids that are showing up?
I would guess the average is, 10, 11 is probably the average. Sometimes we have minimums depending on what we're doing. And like for the musky one, we had a minimum of 10. And so the musky one is 10 to 15 year olds. The majority of our tournament, like when we go on the ice, I think our minimum is 5 or 6 or 7. I'd have to look, but, I would say on average, you're going to get 8 to 12 is kind of the sweet spot, where once they get to 13, they got, you know, stuff that we used to do and chasing girls and boys and doing fun stuff. And younger than that, they don't tend to last unless it's nice out, and we got hub shacks and heaters and everything to keep them warm and snacks, and we do it right. We're all dads on our board, so moms and dads now, but yeah, I mean, so we know snacks are number one, well, behind safety. Actually, snacks might be number one.
It's probably number one. It's not long.
yeah if you don't got snacks, you're lasting less than an hour. So, but back to your, when you're talking about the licenses, what's that?
Nothing.
What's that?
The snackle box is just as important.
Yes. That's, we're doing that. We're doing that on the musky trip, is we're putting snackle boxes together for each kid to have out on the boat. So, and the guides, just so that they don't get grumpy. But when you're talking about the licenses, they, one of the things that we do is we sponsor a kid or two each year, and we call it our future legends. And so they have to put in an application which is they got to fill out our form that we have, and then they got to submit their report card. They have to go out and get references from teachers, coaches, families, friends, neighbors, whatever. And then we kind of take a peek at all those. And then one thing that we there's two things. One, their character and their love for fishing. That's the two things that we base it off of. We get a lot of applications where we've never met the kid. And what we're trying to do is teach life through fishing. And if you don't have a relationship with somebody, you're going to get nowhere. So come out to our event, volunteer at a trade show, come say hi to us at a trade show or something, be known, get known, do something good. And then, so we got two more kids. We got three right now. And Blake Bussin was the first one. And in all reality, that's kind of where the whole fam thing spun from. He put a Facebook post out. He was like 13 probably at the time. I think it's 15 now. He put something out saying that he wanted to fish in Minnesota Made. And in order to do that, he needed to come up with this list of things. And he put a cost on each single, on every single one of those, including the entry fee for that. And a lot of it was like warm weather gear and augers and things like that. And then if it stopped there, it probably doesn't make an impact on me, but then it had a bottom and it said how I'm going to do it. And it said, I'm going to mow 20 lawns and I'm going to sell this many fire starters and I'm going to pick up poop for this neighbor and whatever. And so he had a plan and I was like, that's what we should do. We want to teach that doesn't get taught, the stuff that doesn't get taught in schools. Yeah. You know, how many things do you remember from 6th grade through 12th grade that you use on a daily basis?
Not
5%
much
of the stuff, you know? So that's one thing. So we have Blake and then we had Callan and Kelsey last year and they're 11, 12 year old kids. They've kind of had a rough back life, up till this point. Both are kind of been raised by mom and there was at least 50 dudes crying at our banquet last year when these kids got up there and spoke and were awarded their thing. They're so appreciative. They're just fantastic kids. But things that we do, like with Blake, he wasn't a good public speaker. When we handed him the microphone at the banquet, he basically froze, looked at us and he goes, well, what should I say? And we're like,
it happens at our banquet too with some of us. So don't worry.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was okay. Well, make a mental note. And so at some of these shows, we were making him go up to Dave Gens and Jason Mitchell and interview them. And then that transpired into, he was up on the stage during some of those clam presentations that they have on the stages. And he was part of the junior ice team. And now he's one of the first ones to grab the microphone. He's not polished by any means, but he's not nervous. And that's a huge thing to have going forward in life. And so we've got a couple other cool things that we want to do where they got to do, sales and presentations and things that will help them build connections and figure out how life actually works. And it's a mentorship program. As soon as they get selected for this, we got two kids that'll be selected this year that are absolute awesome. Like the character of these kids is just, I want my kids to grow up just to be just like them. But they get a mentorship from whenever they get a Future Legend Award till they're 18 or till they tell us they don't want to talk to us anymore.
That's brilliant though. That's a really awesome program. And I mean, it just gets people hooked and gives them life lessons without them really knowing it. And I think down the road, they appreciate it probably a lot.
Yeah. And part of their sponsorship package is a lifetime fishing license.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Very sweet.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you guys don't know about those lifetime fishing licenses out there, jump into them. I mean, get them when the kids are young because the cost is only going to go up. Get them young and soon.
Yeah, before three, I think.
For sure. Yeah, that's the best. Yep.
Yeah, so they get a 500. I mean, it's basically about $500 for the age kids that we're getting. And then they get a $500 guided trip with somebody. So, like, I know Callan went with Adam Griffith, who's on the Crappie Chronicles. And then Kelsey just went bass fishing with Sam Sobey. He did a cool video with that when he went out and took her out. Blake ended up being on an episode of the Crappie Chronicles. So it was just like our connections are pretty deep in the fishing community, and the people that we're connected with are awesome people too. So, and then what else? That's then fantastic. They get a $500 Shields gift card, and then they got $1,000 to play with whatever they want, whether they want to just get set up with rods for life, or I know Callan got a new boat. It wasn't new, but Callan got a boat and a motor, and Kelsey got a kayak with a graph. So
cool. You
can get them out there.
That's awesome.
On their own.
No, it's phenomenal. No, it's good. They say, you know, get them addicted to fishing or hunting. They won't have money to afford other things outside of there. Won't be smoking crack.
Yeah.
Can't afford it.
Yeah,
for sure. That's the goal.
Yeah, I love it. No, Jake, that's awesome. Thank you very much. I know we're coming up in an hour here, and we really appreciate your time today. And also just to recap and let everyone know about Minnesota Made and FAM. You guys got a couple of really awesome programs there. So just so our listeners are aware or know, Minnesota Made, you had the email and the social media from earlier. How do people get in contact with FAM?
Our website there is fa-mn.org. Either that or you can email us at futureanglersmn@gmail.com.
And anything on the social media platform?
Instagram. Yeah, so we're on Facebook and Instagram, I think.
Correct. And everyone's aware, too. You know, we do have listeners from all over the country based in Minnesota. So, I mean, if you're in the area, too, for a family trip or whatnot, and look these guys up if that's something that they do. But, you know, Minnesota's a very, very hot commodity when it comes to a fishing destination for states in the country. And the amount of lakes and species that you can target out here is pretty phenomenal. So make sure you look them up if you're here or looking at the Minnesota Made things. But gentlemen, do you have any last final comments? We'll start with Andy. You got anything else you want to say?
Yes. If you're a veteran, first responder or active duty, if you want to go on this event, look for it. Basically late December, early January, this trip will be posted for the Home of the Brave event. Tons of great prizes. You get to see us laughing and having a good time. So I encourage you to check it out, and thanks for listening.
Hey, Tony, how about you?
I just have to thank Jake for all he's done for us. He touches my heart, Jake and Paul, truly touch my heart with all the hard work that they do and all the MN Made guys and gals. They have become true friends of mine and, definitely a great group of people.
It's awesome. Well, thanks. Hey, Jake, do you have any final thoughts or things you want to share?
If you make me cry on here, dude, I'm going to punch you.
I love it.
No, thanks. Thanks. I agreed. Like everything you guys do is absolutely awesome. I'm just happy to be a part of it for one day and to help and do that kind of stuff. And it's cool that we can call each other buddies and friends and brothers now. I think that's the coolest part of this whole thing. I look forward to getting out to brunch someday, maybe.
You got
to
do brunch. We do it. We got to do it.
No, it's awesome. No, Jake, I got to say thank you, too. I know I watch these two guys light up every year when this time comes and how excited they get. And I know it's a huge thing that they have to look forward to. And we all have our own little niches when it comes to the things that we like to do in the outdoors, our trips that we host or the things that we get engaged with. And these guys, they glow. I'm serious. When this comes around the corner, and then appreciate everything you guys do and the work that you put in for the organization and our members. I know people rant and rave about it all the time. I'm pretty sure that if we like had people like fight out front of the house, people would probably fight to get on the trip. It's just that highly sought after, and people really enjoy it. It would, yeah. I mean, it's another way we can pick people, I guess.
Last two spots. It's fight circle.
Yeah, right. Fight club out back. Your dad's gonna be there though, Andy. So, but no, right. A little gladiator mode at the end. But everyone has a blast, and everyone rants and raves about how awesome it is every time, and even during the coldest days of our year in the north, it's a very good time that I get to see unfold on social media and hear from these guys and how it was. So appreciate you and your team and everything you do, especially on the fam side of things. The kids, getting kids in the outdoors is huge. So we thank you very much. So everyone knows how to get a hold of Minnesota Made and fam at this point, and really appreciate everything they've done for us and the organization. And we continue to hope to have that partnership continue to build and be here and help each other out. And for our members that are out there, you know, outdoors is something that we are very involved with when it comes to our mental health side of things. But if there are times where it gets a little bit to be too much, please feel free to reach out to us at HHO. We have our staff is trained in our assist training, our applied suicide intervention skills training. You know, and if it's something that's more immediate, you know, you can always call 988 or text 988 for the crisis intervention line. But just because you're having a difficult time today doesn't mean you can't get through it. So let's stay here today so we can talk about things tomorrow and get our way through it. But that ends today's podcast. So thank you all for being here today. Really appreciate you all and continuing to grow the future of HHO and helping our members out. For that, we'll see you all next week.
Thank you for listening to the Hometown Hero Outdoors podcast. For more information, visit our website at hometownherooutdoors.org.